Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Eric bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. I had a great visit with Chip Rogers. He's the president and CEO of the American Hotel and Lodging Association, IHLA.org. Is that right, Chip?
AHLA.com.
Say it again.
AHLA.com.
Okay, AHLA.com. Yep. Check that out. Tell us about your organization.
So we represent the entire hotel and lodging industry, all the major brands, independent owners, those people who sell goods and services to the hotel industry. Pretty much if you're in the hotel industry, we represent you.
Yeah, and conventions, the whole thing, convention centers and all that. And no industry has taken it on the nose harder than this industry has. I mean, a lot have been hit hard. And of course, Chip, you represent a lot of the same people I represent, small business owners. You got a lot of small business hoteliers out there and hospitality folks. And also, of course, the vendors. I mean, you know, that's the thing we have to remember. No hotel can operate without the vendors. And as your industry takes a hit, local small business owners take a hit. I mean, it ripples through the economy, so it's not a good thing. This thing that's happened to hospitality is not a good thing. But you got some good news, and that's on the vaccine front. Tell us about it.
Well, a couple of things have happened. First, the CDC put hotel workers into the phase 1C of the distribution. And
right.
As you know, most states follow the guidelines. Some states, like Hawaii, Nevada, and a few others, actually moved hotel workers up to 1B. So that's happening. That's good. We also have hotels that are being used as vaccination centers around the country, which is really good. I mean, Jim, you talked about it. The sooner we can speed up this process to get people vaccinated and mentally people can get past this idea of,
yep,
of fear.
We got to stop being afraid of each other.
Yeah, absolutely. Turn off your cable news and go out and enjoy life. That's when the economy will start humming again. You mentioned our industry, and it's really sad that our unemployment rate in the hospitality industry is four times the national average right now.
Wow.
Yeah, 400%.
Wow. That's devastating.
Yeah, it is.
Well.
But we will bounce back.
Yeah.
It's just going to take a while.
The hotel industry and the commercial real estate industry are going to be the lagging sectors, aren't they, in recovery? Because
they are. But one thing I wanted to mention to you, because I did have a chance to talk to your governor there, Ms. Kay Ivey, not too long ago. She's doing a good job. That the policies of politicians make an enormous difference. You know, I looked a couple of weeks ago at the occupancy rate of four cities that in the middle of winter are almost identical in occupancy, and that's San Diego and Los Angeles and California, Miami and Tampa and Florida. Those four cities, for obvious reasons, in the middle of winter,
right,
usually have high occupancy. 2 weeks ago, when I looked at that number, Miami and Tampa were running about 20% higher than San Diego and Los Angeles.
Wow.
And the only reason is because people aren't going to California because of the lockdown.
People are leaving California. They're not going to California. They're leaving California.
Well, exactly. But even people planning a sunny beach vacation are saying,
right,
to themselves, I'm not going to go to California because nothing's open.
Right. Right, yeah.
Makes a difference.
No, that's right. And no, there's no question about it. Policies matter. And that's exactly right. What do you see as you talk to your members of your association? What are you telling them? What are they telling you? What are the conversations you're having about the long term? Let's say, you know, I mean, when you think about small businesses, you know, they got limited capital sources, and they don't need that. They don't need a 5-year plan. They need a 5-month plan, right? I mean, what are you talking? How do you talk to these people?
Well, our greatest fear hasn't happened yet, but it doesn't mean it won't happen, and that is massive foreclosures because the lending institutions have been really good in offering flexibility. But as you know, Jim, that can only last so long. So you talk about a five-month plan. Folks are hoping that by the end of summer, your leisure travel will be back so that you can at least break even. Hotels have done a great job of cutting expenses, but most are still underwater. And so they're just trying to get back to break even. But the experts say that we won't see 2019 numbers until about the end of 2023.
Right. I wouldn't be surprised. Is there a report out on the level of delinquencies in your industry?
Yeah, delinquencies have gone up significantly. But as I mentioned, the lenders have been good about, you know, switching to interest only, moving some payments to the end of the loan. And
they don't want these hotels back. They don't want
them. They do not.
I mean, they want to work it out.
Definitely not.
The last thing in the world they want is to be the owner of a hotel. In the last thing they want to do is be in operating in your industry in these times. That's the last thing they want.
Exactly. You nailed it.
And your industry needs to
work out.
You need to use that leverage with them too, by the way. I know you're doing it.
Oh, we do. Yeah, we do.
Hey, Chip, I need your website one more time, please. Give us your website one more time.
It's AHLA.com.
Hey, Chip, good job today. Keep up the good work. We're rooting for you. And you guys do a great job, and keep up the good work. Will you come back soon?
You bet. Thank you, Jim.
We enjoyed having you on the show. Chip Rogers, ladies and gentlemen, with the American Hotel and Lodging Association, AHLA.com. Check them out. I got to go for this just a minute. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be back. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And I'll be at your side
forever. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.